Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides. I'm riding this one solo this week. Today's topic, we're going to talk about reading the tea leaves. And it's that time of year, specifically with the 2025 commits, that there's some realities that players and families need to look down the barrel and figure out where you really fit in the grand scheme of college baseball. And what I mean by this is, and we speak about this quite often, is the competitiveness and how hard it is to play college baseball. And if you really want to play college baseball, you need to have some people in your corner. You need to read the tea leaves of college baseball and figure out where you actually fit in the grand scheme of things. Not only is it ultra competitive, but the transfer portal has added an additional layer of complexity to the recruiting process, and it has cut down the amount of high school recruiting that is happening, which is having a significant impact on where guys go and where they ultimately end up. If you are not getting calls from Division I schools right now, it's not over. It doesn't mean that you're not a Division I player, but that is the first sign that you need to strongly consider other options at different levels. And we've talked about this before as well. It's not straightforward. There are Division I schools who aren't as good as Division II schools, and in some cases aren't as good as Division III schools. But you really need to think long and hard about where you are, who you're getting attention from, and prioritize the schools that are showing interest in you. You want to make sure that you're going to end up at a place that wants you and that you're not begging to get in the door there. Now, if you have an opportunity to play at a Division I school as a walk-on, or you get a roster spot type of situation or a tryout on the fall, and that's the type of path that you want to take, that's fine. But if you really want to be a part of something at the college baseball level and you're not getting those Division I calls, when you've been doing the work, you've been performing, and you're reaching out to schools, and you have some people in your corner making calls for you and trying to get you on people's radar, and you're still not getting the attention, it's probably, and this is the harsh reality of it, it's probably because you are not in a space where those guys deem you to be recruitable. It doesn't mean you're a bad player. A lot of really, really talented players end up at the Division II and Division III level. If you look at college baseball as a whole, there's Division II and Division III guys who are hopping in the portal that are getting scholarships, that are getting NIL money at Division I schools because they perform. And you can use that to your advantage as well, where if you go to a Division III school and you play really well and you're able to get on the field early in your career, you can prove that you belong. But you have to be honest with where you are. And this is the hardest part of this. This is the hardest thing for us when we work with families and we work with players, is telling them where they really truly fit when it's not exactly what they hear and it's not exactly what they think. We don't do this from a place of where we're viewing this in a vacuum. We leverage coaches' information. We leverage other people in the industry that we trust. And we use that information to help guide our clients and help guide our people. And while you listening to this need to take that same advice, that you have to be willing to hear what the baseball world is telling you. And if you really want to play college baseball, you have to be open to other opportunities. You have to be open to places that really want you to go and play there. Because ultimately your experience is going to be defined by the people that you're around, the amount of opportunity you have to contribute to a program. Winning is a big piece of the puzzle, and what your academic and your social life experience is going to be like. So if you check the academic box and you check the social box and you check the playing opportunity box, don't worry about the division. Find a place that's going to let you go and compete for a roster spot. Find a place that's going to let you go and compete for playing time and take advantage of that and go enjoy your experience and go play college baseball. It's harsh. It's not a simple path. This world of college baseball recruiting continues to become more and more competitive, especially with the transfer portal. And I cannot stress enough that while you may likely end up being a Division I player in 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 3 months from now, because schools are still absolutely recruiting, if you're not getting those calls now, you need to broaden your horizons. You need to start to look in other places. And if those Division I opportunity comes, you don't want to have, if that Division I opportunity doesn't come, you don't want to have burned a bunch of bridges with some schools that were interested in you because you were stubborn on where you think you may fit. So I implore you to take that advice, be open-minded, find a place that is going to allow you to go and compete and have a really awesome college experience. And I promise you, you'll be better off for it in the long. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.